It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, kia ora, how are
Morena.
You?
Morena.
I'm good. Kei te pihia koe.
You're pretty good, thank you. Pretty good.
Awesome. Very good. I'm feeling excited. It's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. We're celebrating 50 years. Talk to us a little bit about what Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori means to you.
I'm a work in progress when it comes to my Te Reo Māori, so getting there. But I think Te Reo Māori is a real treasure for New Zealand. It's something that we should all celebrate. It's one of the things that makes us unique in the world. And, you know, I think we can celebrate the fact that we've come a long way in the last 30 or 40 years. Māori Language Week's been going for about 4 or 5 decades now. Mm. And in that time, I think New Zealand has come a long way in recognising the value of Te Reo Māori and celebrating it.
Mm. And there's been some sort of mixed messaging coming out of the House this week to do with Te Reo Māori. We've got Rāwhiti Waititi refusing to speak to journalists in English, which is quite a staunch stance, championing his reo. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm not going to criticise Rāwhiti specifically for that, but in particularly in Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
Mm.
But I do think, you know, if he wants to communicate with all of New Zealand, we need to recognise that not all New Zealanders will understand what he's saying. And there's a lot of Māori who don't speak fluent Te Reo Māori as well. And we need to try in our political communications to be inclusive, I think.
Mm. And what do you make of the government's attitudes towards Te Reo Māori as of recent?
I think there's a lot more they can do. I think that the things that they're doing in education, you know, taking Te Reo Māori words out of school books and so on, is just a massive step backwards. My kids learn from those books. I've never had a problem with having Māori words incorporated into English language texts. In fact, I think it makes them uniquely Kiwi.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that they've even chosen a problem with it. Wouldn't it be better to have bilingual children than not?
No teachers, no parents, no kids that I have spoken to have ever raised this with me as a concern. There's no expert evidence to suggest that this is one of the things that's causing any issues with our kids' literacy rates. In fact, kids reading about New Zealand and reading New Zealand stories makes them more relevant and interesting to them.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. We had a hikoi in Te Whanganui a Tara this week to mark Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori and 50 years of the celebrations. Did you go out and see the protesters at all?
No, I was in Wellington, unfortunately, when that took place, but I do want to congratulate them. There's some people who have fought a long, long and hard battle to have Te Reo Māori properly recognised and celebrated. And we're a work in progress as a country. I think we've taken a few steps backwards in the last few years, but overall, the trajectory for Te Reo Māori in New Zealand has been a really positive one, and we should celebrate that.
Mm. I want to move now and talk a little bit about the Tāmaki Makaurau by-election, which is all the results have come out since we last spoke to you. How are the spirits of the Labour Party doing since Pēni Henare's loss to Orini Kaipara?
Well, congratulations to Orini and her team. They won the election and, you know, we do congratulate her and look forward to welcoming her to Parliament once the final result's been declared. We were naturally disappointed to have lost the by-election and I think Pēni ran a very positive and a very sound campaign. But we respect the choice that Māori voters have made there and, you know, Pēni will continue to work hard in Parliament.
Mm, it's been a bit of an interesting time since the results have come out. Takuta Ferris from Te Pāti Māori has come out sort of attacking the Labour's campaign for Pēni Henare, and these comments that he's made have come under a bit of scrutiny and are potentially signifying a bit of tension between Te Pāti Māori and Labour. What do you make of Takuta Ferris's comments?
I think they're really unhelpful and divisive. New Zealand's a country for everyone who's here, and we've got to create a welcoming, inclusive culture here in New Zealand. I think it's just wrong to say that nobody who is not Māori should be involved in any Māori seat campaign. That wasn't the attitude John Tamaiti took when he was a member of the Labour Party, when he was asking all the rest of us to come and help him retain the seat when he was being challenged by the Māori Party. And I don't think that's the attitude that we should take now.
Mm. Can you understand that this would be providing a bit of or causing a bit of uncertainty for voters going into 2026 and an election year in terms of a coalition between Labour and Te Pāti Māori?
I've said really clearly that if Takuta Viris's comments reflect the overall attitude of the Māori Party, it would be very difficult for Labour to work with them in government. I've received reassurance from their co-leadership that that is not the case, that Takuta's comments are not reflective of the attitude of the Māori Party, that they do have an inclusive culture, they do want to see New Zealand being an inclusive place. And, you know, that is certainly the culture that we want to bring to our next government.
Mm. I mean, yeah, we have had comments from Debbie Ngarawa Peka and Rawiri Waititi not coming out against these comments, but there are people within Te Pāti Māori that are defending them, such as Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere. What do you make of his support of some of the substance of Takuta's comments?
I'm disappointed by that. As somebody who actually got on the phones and helped John Tamihere when he was standing for re-election in Tamaki Makaurau as a Labour candidate, Labour MP in 2005, mm-hmm. he was more than willing to have to accept Pākehā help when it worked for him. I think it's a big step backwards, and I'd encourage them to rethink that.
Hmm. Okay, I guess we'll just have to wait and see how things play out next year as well. Finally, just coming back to Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, talk to us a little bit about what your journey of Te Reo Māori is involving at the moment and how you're continuing to develop your reo.
I've been trying to expand my mihi a little bit at the beginning of speeches and events and so on, and you know, just trying to learn new phrases and new words that I can incorporate there. And also just incorporating Te Reo Māori words into my day-to-day speaking in English. And I think if everybody does that, then we'll all become that little bit better at Te Reo Māori, because we'll all learn new words as we're going along.
Do you have a favourite Waiata Reo Māori, a favourite Māori song?
Labour Party, sort of, it's a bit of, Tūtera has become a bit of a Labour Party anthem, I think, because it does really, you know, encapsulate, I think, the spirit of what we're trying to achieve as a party. You know, we're all together, so, you know, Tūtera Mai, I think, reflects that sentiment.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard an album by a Tamaki Makaurau artist, Geneva AM, but she's done a dance version of Tūtera Mai Ngā Iwi, and it's real good.
It's so
good. Awesome. I'll listen out for
you. You should check it out. It's real good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Tēnā koe, Chris. Thank you for making the time for a kōrero this morning. Always a pleasure catching up with you.
Yeah, tēnā koe.
Kia pai tērā, ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.